What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoking the reefer.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
That pop?
Yeah.
No, that's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one solid weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to the Police Academy podcast. This episode is a letter from a female rookie cop talking about her perspective on whether it's still worth it to be a cop, why she is a cop, and some of the sacrifices that she has already made as a rookie police officer. So stay tuned for that. If I sound funny, it's because I have coronavirus. I'm doing just fine, thank you. But yeah, I can't breathe and I can't hear myself, so yay me. Don't forget to check out our 2022 New Year sale. It was a 22-day, 22% off 2022 sale. It ends January 22nd, so you will be lucky if you hear this episode in time, because this is January 20th. Ends January 22nd, 20% off all merch. Go check our store out at policeacademypodcast.com. If you like Nike, if you like Under Armour, you like those high-end athletic apparel brands, you will love these shirts. These are not your, you know, go T-ball team drop shipping company t-shirts. These are high-quality shirts. They're fresh, built from fresh fabrics. Super comfortable, and you'll be able to wear a shirt that you like, that's comfortable, that looks good, but also support a brand that stands for the same things that you stand for. That's the point of this new brand, Good Strong Free GSF. The motto is take a stand, right? We want to stand, or we do stand for the things that I know you all stand for because you're listening to this show. That's why, you know, we kind of created a bit of a spinoff brand, because I know what our listeners are about. And that's what this brand is about. It was really designed for people like you. So go check it out. PoliceAcademyPodcast.com. Go to the store. Use promo code 2022 to get 22% off. And that sale ends January 22nd. So hurry before it's too late. Also, if you do miss that, of course, our members get discounts on merch as well. And of course, if you sign up for the top tier membership, you get our Tumblr for that membership level. So, and that's over at patreon.com, patreon.com. And that's enough. We'll get into this. See you all on the flip side. From a rookie cop in 2021. I am a 23-year-old female officer. I joined the police academy in July of 2020. I graduated the police academy in January of 2021. During this time frame, I have lost a friend because of the career path I have chosen. My oldest friend, who I grew up playing hide-and-seek with, went to middle school with, high school with, well, she told me while I was in the police academy that I should not be a cop because I was going into a, quote, system that dehumanizes black people, end quote. Now, it sucks hearing people say the things they're saying about the police, but it really sucks when someone who knows me personally and knows that I am not a bad person, yet she still has these thoughts about a career that I have always found to be noble and courageous. I take what is being said about the police in today's age personally, not because I do not think it's not fair to me, but because it is not fair to all the great men and women who wear the uniform. Since I have been a cop, I have met a lot of extraordinary people that I strive to be like. I have not met a single one with ill intentions. Now, not all of us are friends. Just like any other workplace, there are people who don't get along. There's gossip and drama. The only difference is even the people you do not like or who don't like you are still going to come running to help you when you're being shot at. In fact, my first month on the street, my training officer and I had bullets flying, fired in our direction. The entire precinct came running to back us up. So yes, I take it personally when people say bad things about these people that they have never even met. I believe that as a police officer, I have a better understanding of why an officer did what they did during a use of force situation. However, even so, I try my best not to Monday morning quarterback an officer, because the truth is none of us know what we would do in a high stress situation until actually put in that situation. Now, as officers, we're constantly thinking about what could happen if a situation turned deadly. I have dreams about it all the time, and I have spoken with fellow officers who do as well. Even when I'm off duty, working out in the gym, I wonder sometimes, what if someone I arrested is in here, recognizes me, and wants to hurt me? My point is, even those of us who haven't had to use deadly force have a better perspective on it than the general public does, because we know that it is a very realistic possibility and that it could happen to us. Now, this is a scary thought for us because we are not superhuman and things can go wrong. And unfortunately, in today's world, it seems like our only two options are be judged by 12 or carried by 6. Now, I'm not asking the public to feel sorry for us. I'm only asking that the public try to put themselves in our shoes before jumping to conclusions about why an officer did what they did. I would also like to ask the public to gather the facts before making assumptions. Now, that, my friend, is a big ask. I have a perfect example of this. A few weeks ago, I was assisting a disabled vehicle. I had my patrol car behind said vehicle with my lights on because we were stopped in the middle of rush hour traffic. I was at the driver's side window making conversation, i.e. being a nice person, with the driver while we waited for his tow truck. During this time, a woman drove by and yelled out her window at me, quote, "How stupid of you to take the time out of your day to pull him over," end quote. Thank you, Karen, for your cameo appearance. This woman made an assumption that I had pulled him over, and she was dead wrong. Sure, it may have looked like a traffic stop, but not everything is the way it looks. It is crucial now more than ever that the public takes the time to gather all the facts. I do not believe a story just because the media says that is what happened. Do not believe a story just because it fits the narrative that you want to believe. I want to end this by saying thank you to the people who do show their support for the police. I've had many people come up to me and thank me for what I do. We do not do this job to be thanked. However, it does matter to us. I know that I signed up to be a police officer because I genuinely love my city and want to serve my community. I believe this is why most officers sign up. They certainly don't do it for the pay. Therefore, we want the public's support. So it is frustrating to hear about all the people who don't support us right now. I bet there are many officers asking themselves right now, is it even worth it anymore? Why continue to serve people that don't even support us? Not only do they not support us, some of them want to defund us. So why continue risking our lives? Why continue to put ourselves through traumatic situations? Why continue to get yelled at, spit on, assaulted, etc.? No, I personally am not going anywhere right now. I know our job matters, and I know there are tons of people out there who support us. That is why I want to thank those people, because what they do matters. We don't do the job to be thanked, but when someone thanks us, it does serve as a reminder that what we do matters. There are officers out there right now asking themselves those questions. We can't afford to lose more officers. Understaffing is already a major issue in policing, and the officers are not the only ones that suffer from it. The public also pays the price when we do not have enough officers working the street. Thank you to all the people who continue to show their support for the police, and thank you to the people who continue to serve as a voice for us. And that's the end of the letter. So I haven't prepared any comments for this. I have nothing written down, but after reading through it, it really does touch on some stuff we've talked about in the past. So I do want to throw my two cents in. First, it is important that you say, you voice your support for our police. It does matter when you say, thank you for what you do. Thank you for your service. Just hearing that from people, you have to realize when you're a cop, most of the people that you deal with closely, other than your coworkers, obviously, are like not great people. you're dealing with a lot of criminals and people who are very unfriendly to the police because they're up to no good and the cops are taking them to jail, right? So you, not too long into your career, for most police officers, it really, whether you know it's not true, or even if you know it's not true, it feels like the vast majority of people out there hate you, right? So when people say thank you for what you do, it matters because it reminds them, just as this rookie cop is pointing out, it matters. It does remind you that, hey, there are people out there that actually appreciate what we do. And I think it's important that you go beyond just saying thank you when you see a cop out there. Like when you see people supporting a false narrative about the police, say something about it. Stand up for the cops that are standing up for you. You know, that goes back to the Rashard Brooks incident when we had entire sections of the city leaving their posts, not responding to calls. Because the officers in that, I think it was just the officer who fired the shots, but the officer was charged with murder without the investigation even having been completed in that case. And the Atlanta Police Department made a statement when that happened because the individual that charged this officer with murder was an elected individual. So that's the community speaking. They elected that person. And so that's where we need to do more. Our communities need to do more than just say, hey, thank you for your service. It matters who you vote into political office, who the district attorney is, right? All of these things matter. Now, the other thing I want to touch on is, you know, as I'm scrolling back to find my place, you know, this author makes a plea to the public to gather facts before making assumptions and all this stuff. And to that, you know, of course, we talked about that. We talk about that all the time. The reality is the vast majority of people are going to form an opinion about law enforcement issues before they have hardly any facts. And that opinion will be based almost completely on emotion and bias, not on actual objective reason and data and information and evidence. That's just the reality of the world that we live in. That's why propaganda exists. That's why a lot of things you see going on in the world right now with our modern media situation don't make sense to the people who are actually looking for the truth and, you know, finding it to some degree. And they see these massive organizations supporting truly terrible and evil organizations and movements when it's blatantly obvious that they are, if you just actually do your research. The fact is, most people aren't going to do their research. And that's the more veteran, jaded cop in me responding, I guess, to this part of the letter. It's just a fact of life. It has been since societies began to form, as far as we can tell. And human history always repeats itself, or history repeats itself. And humanity, unfortunately, you know, we've evolved in technological terms, in some way societal terms. But at our core, we're still just human. And that brings along with it a whole ton of baggage. I think is important that you just acknowledge. So yeah, a lot of people, most people are not going to step back and objectively analyze the situation before they say something stupid and make themselves out to be an asshat, because that's what they are in that circumstance, at least. All right. As you can see, I wasn't lying. I didn't prepare any notes on the back end of this, but I think I've covered it. A great little letter and reminder to those out there still in this uniform, you know, sticking your necks out. Just remember, there's a lot of people that support you, and to those who, you know, are benefiting from our police officer service, do what you can, right? I'm not one of those people who thinks you have to do your full-time job, you got to take care of your family, and then you got to be a political activist at the same time. I think the great thing about the United States of America, right? The whole idea is that we shouldn't that we should be free to pursue our happiness, right? Our dreams, and that the government should stay out of our way. But to preserve the ability for future generations to do that, we do have to, at some level, pay attention to what our government and what is doing, what politics, what politicians are doing, what the social winds are doing, and how they're affecting all those things. So, you know, it's catch 22. If you just live your life and don't worry about all those things, well, it might work out for you, but your great grandkids might have something else to say about that. All right, that's it for this one. We'll see you all on the next one. Don't forget to check out the last couple days of our New Year sale, 22% off all merch. That's at policeacademypodcast.com. Just go to the store. You can see we've got 5 different styles of shirts. Promise you will love them, and you'll be supporting a brand that actually stands for something that you believe in. Go check it out. PoliceAcademyPodcast.com. Love y'all. We'll see you on the next one. As always, do good, be strong, stay free.